Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Conception. Well, generally we don't like to hear from people we don't like. We like to hear from people who have something to offer to us. And unless we hear, then we won't know what to do. In other words, Krishna consciousness is the development of a service attitude towards specifically Krishna. So it's not that we're just hearing, but we're hearing how to serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna? Of course, Krishna is only served by love. That's what he wants. Love is manifested, first of all, by our service, our activities. But it's also manifested in the consciousness of Krishna. When we become conscious of Krishna, then we'll have someone to love. Unless we're conscious of Krishna, it's not possible to love Krishna. Because we're not aware of someone, it's not possible to love them. So because right now we're not actually very much aware of Krishna, therefore we're not very much in love with him. But as we learn to hear, then we actually become conscious of Krishna. Because Krishna reveals himself. And then our natural love for Krishna develops. Because Krishna, he's the reservoir of pleasure. And we love things that give us pleasure. We don't like things that give us pain. Is that right? People don't really look forward to the dentist. Oh, it's only 2 weeks left and I can go to the dentist. Maybe you can drill on 5 teeth this time instead of 4. So, on the other hand, if there's something we like to do, then we look forward to doing it because it gives us pleasure. Similarly, if we become conscious of Krishna by chanting, we actually hear Krishna's name in such a way as that we become conscious of him that, and we feel pleasure, then we'll develop love for Krishna. But then there's the factor that there's someone chanting the holy name. So if we don't love that person, if we have no respect for that person, or even on the other hand, if we dislike that person, then it's very unlikely we're actually going to listen to them. We don't listen to people we don't like. Isn't that right? Just like unless we're forced to listen to them. Voluntarily, we don't listen to anyone. If someone comes here with a machine gun and says, put your hands up, we might listen to them. But we're being forced to listen to them. But if someone else comes and offers us to buy tickets for the lottery, so we can only 100 euros a ticket, so we can win $1,000, we're probably not going to listen to them. We're certainly probably not going to follow them, even if we had 100 euros, because we're not interested in what they have to offer us. Similarly, if our best friend is someone we like to chant, just like people would listen to rock stars like the Beatles. Not that what they have to offer was very important, the same old thing. But because they like the Beatles or they like the way they sound, they listen to them. But if you don't like the Beatles or if you don't like a certain type of music or a certain person, say your worst enemy was singing. The person who stole all your money last year, broke into your house, always criticizing you, then what is the likelihood you're going to hear them with appreciation? Oh, they're singing so nicely. Then you become absorbed by mind in their voice. No, naturally, if there's someone we don't like, we don't try to listen to them. Therefore, Krishna consciousness also entails not only trying to hear, but trying to understand how to hear. Not only from what we think are our friends, but even from the people we don't think are our friends. That if anyone chants the holy name, Sri Rupa Goswami says we should respect them at least within our mind. So that will give us some eligibility to actually hear better. And if those who are actually following the principles of devotional service and are worshipping either the deity in the temple or engage in the Sankirtan movement to spread Krishna consciousness, we should try and cooperate with them. And if we try to cooperate with the devotees, then we can hear from them much more easily. And we set aside our own personal attachments and our aversions and just try to cooperate with the devotees, then the result is it's much easier to hear from them than our past, what we thought we did, what happened in the past, or what might happen in the future. We forget about it and we just listen. And if we learn how to listen, then we'll be able to hear the holy name better. And for those who are more advanced than us, if we actually believe they have something to offer to us that's valuable, naturally we'll listen to them more carefully. And we might even follow what they have to tell us, because we think they have something valuable to offer. So in our society, what's a valuable thing to offer to us is the chance to learn how to hear and chant about Krishna and eventually remember him. So those who are hearing, those who are chanting, those who are actually remembering Krishna and serving him. So if we engage in chanting, hearing, and service in their association, then gradually we'll make advancement. So just one more thing, go stop. There's this basket there with the hearts in it, and I believe everyone is supposed to take one of those hearts, is that right? There's a basket there of hearts or something?
No, they take the empty
heart. They take the empty heart.
And they write something and then you put it in.
You put it in there. So ask for something devotional. Don't ask for a new car. And if you get a new car, then donate at least to the temple. So we suggest you write something spiritual and put it in the basket, and if it doesn't work, then see this Manaji over here. Don't count on it. We make no unreasonable guarantees on anything. But anyhow, just chant Hare Krishna, write something down. And, you know, just like you play the lottery, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So take your chances. At least you're not paying for it. So if you ask for love for Krishna and you chant sincerely, I'm guarantee you, you'll get love for Krishna. And if you're not getting love for Krishna, it's because there's some anartha or impediment. But keep on chanting and that will go away too. So, call it. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Rama, Thank you. Krishna, Krishna. Ramo, Ramo, Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Thank you.
view.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.